When the internet was built, it wasn't intended to be secure. It was intended to be useful. What we now see as a systematic shortcoming was the internet's best feature. There were few locked doors. Visions of a civil, free, open electronic community blossomed. Then human nature intervened, and those on its dark side revealed less romantic possibilities. The best and worst of us turn up in cyberspace, no differently than, say, if we were to colonize the moon. The day we accept technology's encroachment upon our lives is perhaps the day we will stop overreacting to Kevin Mitnick. After his arrest, it was inevitable that newspapers would tell the story of Shimomura versus Mitnick in the black-and-white terms of a 50s Western. Mitnick was the bad guy because we want him to be the bad guy. In point of fact, it's likely that he is being blamed for a lot of things he didn't do. More to the point, revisiting the story of Kevin Mitnick has made me wonder if our preoccupation with Mitnick is an easy distraction, diverting our attention from those lurking in cyberspace whose intentions are far more malicious than his. It's already known that there's a fair amount of industrial espionage, and the presence of paramilitary fanatics online is difficult to overlook. Mitnick, it may turn out, is just the one who keeps getting caught.